That was brilliant. It's, as I said, it's always a pleasure to come back to Ireland, and obviously we had a great time here when we came here in pre-season. So when you've seen the reaction of supporters at the beginning and throughout the game and at the end there, so it's a great finish to what has been a wonderful season for us, and the supporters, they get the chance to see some of our top players and obviously our young players that are emerging and coming through. So it was excellent. And Shamrock Rovers are into the season, they're a good side, and it was good for me to see some of their young players that I'd had when I Robert Bailey, I had as a kid when he came over on trial when I was academy director at Reading, so it was great to see him, and very talented young player, young Simon Madden as well, I'd known. So a good evening all.
42,000 for a tea time in Dublin.
Yeah.
3 days after.
Yeah, no, I think it just amazes me, this club. The real institution that it is, that on a 5:30 it can call out that many supporters. It's absolutely remarkable. It's what makes it what it is. It's a wonderful club.
You gave it two strikers. You've had sort of different career, maybe a little bit of an Aspas and Bernie.
Yeah, no, I thought it was excellent. I think with Fabio, it was just a case of, we had Daniel Sturridge and Luis Suarez last year that I felt, we're going to play a lot of games. Obviously, we didn't have so many games. We had no European football. So, and Luis is so robust. He plays every minute of every game, and he's a world-class striker. So I felt for Fabio's development, it was nothing to do with not thinking he was quality player, because I know him better than anyone. He needed to go out and get games to prove his worth, and he's done that, and to get that experience. So he'll now come back a year later into our squad in the summer, and you see there his pace and his power and his ability to get a goal that he's going to add to the quality that we already have.
Jordan Ibe as well, the man of the match. I know he missed a couple of chances, but he looks like a player. He's a good
one to spell as well. Yeah, he's such a talent. You look at him there, he's 18 years of age. He's still only a second-year scholar, Jordan. And I was interested, I said to him, I played him on the side in the first half. We switched to a diamond in the second half. And I wanted to see him, similar to what Domi Raheem, to improve the football intelligence, play them in a different position. And he played in the top of the diamond, and he was excellent. He's running power, he's pace, he's got a lovely touch on the ball. Just needs to work on his finishing. I think he took his first one too early. But the most important thing for me, they get in the positions. For a kid of that age, his composure, his touch, his speed, he's got all the attributes to be a real, real outstanding player. And he's already came on, he played against Arsenal. And we're a club that's really looking at our young players to come through. But they've got to have the personality, and that's important.
Just a final one from me, maybe the other lads have come through. I spoke to Jack Dunn, he said, and out of prison from Michael Owen. He can take some tips from him. It looked like he had when he finished that chance off.
Well, it was a great finish. His timing's run really well. The one thing young Jack done is he gets goals. We've seen that in the second team, we've seen it in the youth and in England when he played in the youth international teams. He's made his first run, he didn't get it, and then young Conor Randall slipped him in a great ball. He got in and took off his right side. Normally the left footed players are not so good on that right foot, but kept it low and hard, and it ended up with a really good finish. I thought the young players were really bright when they came on. I thought the energy and the intensity they gave into the game was excellent, and some of their play was very good.
Will they be given their chance, Brendan, going forward in the first team, those young players?
Yeah, I think it's clear. We're a football club that is about giving the opportunity to the youth players. I'm not sure there's a younger squad of players that has qualified for Champions League. I'm not sure there's a younger but that will have finished second. I think we've, as I said, it's my first look, which is from within, and some of those boys have already sampled the first team. So it's really up to them. Age is no barrier for me. If they're good enough, they'll be old enough. Raheem Sterling displaced full internationals at 17 years of age, and he's gone on and become a really top-class young player. Young John Flanagan's young. Coutinho, we brought him in as a 20-year-old. As you say, Jordan Ibe's played in the first team. So there's an opportunity there for them. But they've got, as I said, they've got to have the personality, which is key.
Brent, do you ever think that Irish players, like back in the day when they used to come over north and south, do you ever think they can make the impact that they used to make in the game now in England?
I think they can. It's obviously a lot more difficult. I think back then the game was more British-based players, so there's talented players there. But now the Barclays Premier League is the most competitive league in the world, and you get over 63% are foreign players. So I think it's the same as what it is for the British players. It's the opportunity. It's getting that chance, and if they're professional enough and they're devoted to their life, I think you get with a lot of Irish boys. They come over, they struggle, they miss home, and then they come back, and they come back early. So I think it's about that education before they come over. You know, a lot of them, they start the apprenticeship at 16, but even then it's too late. You know, for a lot of the boys across the water, they're beginning at 8 years of age, they're coming through, and then by the time they get to 16, they've been trained technically, tactically, physically, mentally, and then they're ready to step into full-time football. So there's no doubt the talent hasn't disappeared. So, but it's about the professionalism and the determination to want to be a player.
Would you fancy bringing Liverpool to Windsor Park whenever it opens?
Absolutely, pleasure. I think, as I said, the North and the South, what I've learned from my time at Liverpool, the support base that we have over here is incredible. The island is full of Liverpool supporters. I've been amazed, actually. I've got to say, at Anfield and away from home and wherever we've travelled, the support from the Irish people as a whole, North and South, has been remarkable. As I said, you see there. See, when we played Celtic, we came here in the summer, and I thought that it would probably be mostly Celtic supporters with a scattering of Liverpool. But it was nearly full of Liverpool, so it's a fantastic place to play, whether it's, as I said, you say, Windsor Park or on the south.
Brendan, could you, sorry, can I ask Brendan, it's often said that winning a title is hard, retaining a title or defending it is even harder. I mean, having come so agonisingly close this time and finished second, is it that much going to be that much harder for you to go one better next season, just given the psychological impact of coming so close and not getting over the line this time?
I think the psychological impact's only a positive one. It's not a negative one. We will enter into next season with the belief that we can win the title. And what has given me even greater belief has been, people talked about the pressure of the running. In 14 games, we won 12. We claimed 37 points out of 42. It's a remarkable statistic for a very young team. The last game was a difficult game because the feeling you have in that situation, the players, they probably feel that Man City would win their game. And we weren't so good in the first half. The second half, we just got our flow back in the game, got our intensity back and ended up winning the game. Chelsea game was a disappointment, but people will focus on those games, but it's over the course of a season. You know, it really is over the 38 games, and I look more to the games that we won that actually cost us in the end. The games where we won 5-3, can't score 5 goals and concede 3, where we won 6-3 away, those goals that we concede add it up. So I think that we've gone remarkably close this year. I think we expect now next year, and we'll have the belief to go one better. But it won't be any harder or anything, because it's a tremendously difficult league, and all the teams will strengthen. So will we, and we'll get better.
Brendan, you've won Ajax next season already. Reports of a bid for Adam Lallana. Is he the kind of player you think would fit in well at Liverpool?
Well, our criteria we look for is players with strong technique. You know, football intelligence. You need to mentally have the attitude and the capacity to learn, and they have to be so hungry to fight for every ball and every day in training and in the game. So there's a lot of good players out there, and certainly Adam Lallana is a very good young player, but I'm not going to tell you who we're after, so you can respect that.
From your previous answer to Liam, you were talking about the defence. Is that an area where you'll be looking to heavily invest in someone?
I think it's. We'll look at all areas of the field. I think for me, it was more the concentration element of our game that let us down. You know, as I said, we were 3-0 up against Crystal Palace. Anyone watching the game, you still couldn't believe it if you watched it 10 times that we were going to draw 3-3. There's definitely areas in our defensive side that we need to improve on. You know, we need to have greater strength. But it'll be one of the areas we want to strengthen across the board.
Brendan, now that the dust has settled good on the season, where would you say the atmosphere in the square is in terms of the balance between satisfaction at such a good season and then the obvious disappointment in how it finished?
The disappointment didn't last too long, to be honest. You know, I'd said to the players on the Sunday before the game, whatever happened, we would celebrate an incredible journey that we've been on this season. And on the Sunday night, we had a great party. And any disappointment had disappeared. And as I said, our actual focus was on this game because we needed to focus on here. And we have a job to do. We have a duty to our supporters to perform well and work hard. And probably the reflection comes now that it's finished. But my overriding feeling is of pride. The Liverpool Football Club, the restoration when I came in 2 years ago, was to get Liverpool back to become one of the leading clubs in Europe again. And over the last 2 years, the identity of the team, the style of football, has made the British leagues and the European leagues sit up and take notice. And in this season, we've had some incredible performances. And now we've put Liverpool back and sort of recovered the soul of the club again. For the supporters, they feel pride, enthusiasm in the club, and they now have a spring in their step that we're heading back in the direction of which Liverpool is, which is to be the best.
Brendan, on a personal level, how much did it mean to you to win the Manager of the Year Award?
Well, it's a huge privilege. I think that I'd have rather been on the open top bus that night, I must admit. But of course, when you get that vote from your peers and from all the other leagues, as well as your own, it just took me back to when I started coaching. Maybe 20 years ago, I first started in the Reading Football Club community scheme. And when I started, it was about two objectives, really. One was to help young people improve and be better footballers and better people. And my second objective was to get respect. I had no career as a footballer of note. As a young youth international, schoolboy international from Northern Ireland, played, you know, at Reading, but there was no real background there. So I needed to earn respect as a coach. And I felt on Monday night, on the journey that I've been on, that went quite a way to give me that symbol that maybe I've earned the respect in terms of the work that I've done. So I was very proud and hugely honoured to be the first Liverpool manager to have gained the LMA Manager of the Year Award. But it's gone. I need to now, I'm preparing for the next season and looking to hopefully go one better.
Last couple of guys,
as
please.
As part of the preparation, you spoke last week, Brendan, about the framework of a new contract is in place. Will it be sorted out before the World Cup starts?
I'm not sure. It's taking time because I don't have an agent. I do my own discussion and I've been busy, to be honest. But somewhere along the line between now and the beginning of next season, it'll be sorted out, I'm sure.
Right, and I know you don't want to get into specifics about players or whatever, but you spoke earlier on about mentality and how important that is to you in a player. Something else, a perception that people have, is that it's important for you that players are adaptable and they can play multiple roles. How important is that as a quality for you when you're looking at potential targets?
Yeah, it's for two reasons, really. Like, we've developed tactically over the last couple of years, you know, what we've been able to, our style has maintained the same, but the structure of the team has changed a number of times, you know, in order to fit the needs of the game and to give, you know, problems to the opponent. In order to do that, you need players with the capacity to be tactically intelligent, and also allows you to keep your squad smaller and tighter. So, like you see today, Jordan Ibe is a young player, 18 years of age. We're coaching and developing him. He's been a wide player traditionally in a 4-3-3, but he comes in the second half, plays in the top of a midfield diamond and shows wonderful intelligence and quality, technically and tactically, to play. So for me, it's important. You'll have some players that are specialists that need to play in certain positions, but if we can get players in that are multifunctional and can play in different roles and are multidimensional in their work, then it sets us up really and gives me more options as a coach.
Okay. That's got to be as good as anything else.
Martin Kelly was back in the side today. Is that someone that you're hoping that can kick on next season? I mean, he's had a lot of injury problems in the past.
Yeah, he's been really unfortunate. Bless him, he was out for a year. He came back this season, and at the beginning of the season, obviously, we put him into some games. But as the season wore on and we were concentrating on one game a week, it was very difficult for him to get games. He's a quality player. He's a good guy as well. He knows the club inside out. He's been around for a long time. And you see tonight that was his sort of first game for a number of months. And he again playing centre-half as opposed to right-back where he's played a lot. And now he's a good guy. And there'll be games next year for the likes of him to come and play in if, as I said, you know, we continue to qualify in the competitions.
Finally, just Stephen Gerrard has been a beaten for whatever many years. He's gone through the World Cup. How long can he keep his international career going and at club level going? A lot of players stop international to pursue the club. What's your view on that?
I just think you need to assess it probably after the World Cup, see where he's at. You know, he's arriving in the World Cup, he'll be 34. He's been a brilliant captain for me, incredible leader, good man, and has shown this season, you know, many thought he was maybe on his way down, but he'll arrive into the Champions League next year as one of the top playmakers in the tournament. And I think it'll just be up to him, really. He's fit enough. As I said, his condition is he's top professional, so he looks after his body. He's like clockwork. He's in every day, getting his body right, eats the right foods. You know, his body weight is right on the money. So it'll just depend. Of course, next season will be a big demand, you know.
No pressure from you on him. Would you want to exert any pressure on him yourself to maybe stop England and just concentrate on him?
No, I think he'll come like he's done a number of occasions and ask advice on certain elements of his game and whatnot. And if he comes and asks that, I'll give him an opinion on it. But I think it's a decision that he has to make. He's, as I said, he's got a very clear vision of the game in terms of what he wants to do for Liverpool. He loves playing for England. They'll go now concentrate on England and see what happens after that.
Okay, thank you.
So I think just on behalf of ourselves here at the football club is a massive thank you. I think to come over here, hopefully we put on a show and show that we respect it. You know, we had three players that weren't fit, and Coutinho, Daniel Agger and Martin Skrtel, but we wanted to offer the respect to the organisers, and we took them over, and I think they were out on the pitch during the game and walking around the outside. So, as I said, as you can expect, the World Cup guys are getting ready for a very important tournament, but everyone else that was fit and available was here. So we really appreciate the support, and thank you very much, and enjoy your summer.